Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and this is about an evil trait that God forbid any of us should have, and that is showing off. Showing off is one of those evil traits that kind of ruins our good deeds, right? It has been reprimanded and scorned in the hadith and in the verses of the Holy Quran. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read the following: "Do not be like those who left their homes vainly, and to show off to the people, and to bar other people from the way of Allah, and Allah comprehends what they do." In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq talks about the deeds of a person who shows off, and also the deeds of a person who performs his deeds in secret. We're in the month of Ramadan, and you know, our actions are being recorded, and you know, the good actions we perform, we're getting rewards for them, even more rewards than the rewards that we would get if we performed them in other months. Right? So we should be careful not to perform these good deeds in order to show off to people, or because we want to become popular. We want to be known as a pious person in their eyes. Right? Let's all perform our good deeds in this month for the sake of Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "The deed of one who performs it in secret is recorded down as a secret action. If he admits to having performed it when asked, the previous record is erased, and it is recorded instead as a public action." So let's say that we're in the month of Ramadan. Let's say that you woke up in the morning and you decided to read some Quran. So you're reading Quran, you're getting a lot of sawab for it. Nobody knows that you're reading the Quran, so you're doing it in your room all alone. So when you do this in secret, Allah records this act amongst the secret acts that nobody knows. Obviously, you get more reward for it. But let's say that later on, you go to school or you go to work and your boss or your teacher says, "Oh, you look tired today. What happened?" And you kind of slip up and say, "Oh, it's because I woke up in the morning and I was reading a lot of Quran." Now that you've told the person about somebody else about it, it's now the previous record is erased, and the act is considered a public act, so kind of the reward has been decreased. In continuation, the Imam alayhi salam says, "If he subsequently avers it himself, however, the previous record is erased, and it is recorded instead as showing off." Right? It is recorded as an act of showing off. So this is a very dangerous thing that we should take into consideration and be careful about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at showing off in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali